Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting all the positives happening at the primary level. Today we spend a little time with the Savannah Lamar primary debate team, who recently claimed first place in the World Environment Day debate competition, organized by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Be it resolved that the protection of the Negril coastline against the negative impact of climate change should be the sole responsibility of the state. This was the mood discussed by the students of the five primary schools that participated in the National Environment and Planning Agency's debate competition, organized in observance of World Environment Day. The competing schools were the Broughton, Townhead, Unity, Savannah Lamar, and Green Island Primary Schools, and at the end of the competition, Savannah Lamar Primary emerged champions.
We feel really good about this opportunity and the fact that we won. Coming home with the trophy first place is really, really awesome. It gave a great feeling. We really feel accomplished in doing this. And it tells them that, yes, they can work together.
Coach of Savannah Lamar Primary's debate team, Tanique Lewis-Myrie. The runner-up slot went to Green Island Primary, and Unity Primary copped third place. The top three schools received trophies courtesy of the Jamaica National Building Society and school supplies courtesy of the Sandals Foundation. With all the focus on global warming and climate change in recent years, NEPA wanted to make sure the message wasn't being lost on Jamaica's youngest citizens. The debate competition was organized to see just how much the nation's primary school students had learned on the subject.
We decided on Savannah Lamar because of the issues that we have been seeing in Negril with the erosion of their world-famous 7 Mile Beach. So we wanted to speak to some of the students in that area and to find out what they thought about climate change, what were some of the things that they were seeing in their own backyards, and what were some of the suggestions that they had for ways that community members and the government could seek to address these issues.
NEPA Public Relations Officer Deline Powell. To help ensure that the students were suitably prepared to discuss the moot, NEPA organized a workshop for the team coaches, during which they thoroughly examined climate change and its various implications. What surprised many of the NEPA staff members, however, was the level of independent research the students displayed while making their arguments.
They did things like looked into the recent newspaper articles that would have been published on the issue. They went into studies that would have been done on it. They were very meticulous in the way that they defined their terms and sought to connect their different arguments. They really were very convincing in the way that they presented their arguments. They were very well spoken, very eloquent, and we were very, very pleased with the way that they performed in that regard.
Ms. Myrie, coach of the winning debate team, says not only has winning the competition raised the profile of the school, it left the children with many valuable lessons.
It has really given us a boost, to be honest. Children also got involved in the research process. So I asked them to write their speeches, say them in, read them together, and things like that. Teachers as well went ahead and we did that, and then we put everything together.
Now let's hear from some of Savannah Lamar's great debaters. Topaz Christie tells us the key thing she is prepared to share with fellow Jamaican youngsters after participating in the debate competition.
I prepared to tell them that it is not the sole responsibility of the state, because we are the ones who do all the stuff to make climate change happen and not just the government. I can tell people not to like smoke and stuff like that. I can stop burning garbage.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.